Have you ever participated in a color run? You know, the one where throughout the race, organizers throw brightly pigmented paint, chalk, or powder on participants, and by the time they're finished, they're covered from head to toe in a cacophony of colors. One will take place in Milwaukee Saturday. While the event is a way for people to have fun and maybe raise money for a charity, WUWM's Latoya Dennis learned that the act of playing in color has religious and culture ties to India.
So here's a holiday you may have never heard about, Holi. Hindu people celebrate it in March to mark the arrival of spring and the playful relationship the Hindu god Lord Krishna had with his believers. People wake up early, rub a bit of oil on their hair and on their skin, put on clothes they don't mind ruining, and head out to play in paint, also called color.
The kids play, the people in the college age play, men and women, they are also. So everybody plays with the color.
That's Kishore Acharya. He moved to the U.S. in 1972 to attend college. He's originally from Calcutta and says he grew up celebrating Holi. Acharya says traditionally, people in India interact only with those of the same social status, and when it comes to men and women, gender roles are clear. But not on this day, according to Deepti Dhingra.
So the cultural significance of Holi in India is that it is a great equalizer. Everybody participates, irrespective of their social standing, irrespective of their religion, and it's like a big party with food and music and dance, and it's very, very fun.
Dhingra says that blending of people and celebrating are also what she sees happening these days with color runs. How does she feel about a different culture using parts of hers and her religion? She says it's the way of the world.
As people who immigrated from India have made home in this country like I have, and you become integrated into the society, into the big society, your tastes in everything that you do just spills over to people, right? So I take it as the same as 30 years ago when I came, chutney was probably not a word that a lot of people knew, and how it has become so common, right?
Dhingra says she's happy people get to experience a little of her culture, even though they likely have no idea about the possible origin of color runs. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.